Wow. Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you that you have worked providentially for all of us this year, Lord, that you've been there with us, carrying us when we needed to be carried, walking with us, running with us. Lord, we just love you. We thank you so much for your goodness in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, morning, church. So today is New Year's Eve, obviously. And tomorrow we are probably going to have a lie-in, maybe, because some of us stay out too late, maybe. I don't know. But tomorrow we start a week of prayer as a church. So we are going to be praying through the week, hopefully 24/7. So there's a few spaces in the one-hour slots. So if you want to grab a slot, there's some night owls there. There's some late birds. There's more late birds in the church than night owls. Early morning people. And there's some middle of the day slots. So if you want to grab a slot to pray for an hour during the week, that would be great. Now, how many of you have prayed for an hour? Not many. Okay. How many of you have fallen asleep while praying? Come on, be honest. Okay, some of us have fallen asleep while we're praying. And that's okay, because you are in illustrious company. The Apostle Peter in Matthew 26, he fell asleep when he was meant to be praying. So, Matthew 26 and, excuse me, 40 says this. So, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's so stressful what he's praying for that he is sweating drops of blood. And he goes up with the disciples. And what do they do instead of praying? They fall asleep. Okay, and it says this. He came to the disciples and he found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." And so as we enter this week of prayer as a church, I want to just help us to be able to pray better, to better pray more, to better pray for an hour. And I found many, many years ago that the Lord's Prayer is so helpful in teaching us how to pray for an hour. So if you want to turn with me to chapter 6 of Matthew and verse 9, it says this. "Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now, how many of you learnt that prayer or a form of that prayer kind of as a kid? In school, maybe, or in Sunday school. Yeah. So many of us have learned to pray this prayer by rote. In fact, Janet and I, on Christmas Day, we snuck in to an Anglican church on Christmas Day, because we couldn't have a service here on Christmas Day. We kind of doubled the numbers of the church. We more than tripled the volume, because it was even commented on in the sermon that we were loud singers. So, but they prayed the prayer like a rote prayer, which is okay. It's a good thing to do. But notice verse 9 says this. "Pray then like this." Pray then like this. Not pray this. Pray then like this. And what Jesus is doing is giving us a structure for prayer. Now, back in the day, we used to get lots and lots of Christmas cards. It's getting lower and lower now. We used to fill this thing with Christmas cards, and then we'd have them hanging up everywhere, and I'd have to put drawing pins and hangy things and loads of Christmas cards. We don't do Christmas cards so much now, but I thought this morning, as I was having a shower, I suddenly remembered that we've got this thing, and it's like a scaffolding. It's like, it's a Christmas tree, but you're meant to not just have it like that, pretty as it is. What you're meant to do with it is put your cards on. And I'm under strict instructions not to lose the cards. Got to be honest, I haven't really looked at them. But yeah, so what we do with this thing, this card thing, is that you put your cards on it. And I'm not very good at it. And anyway, so we got more cards than that at home. But it's not just meant to be like that. You're meant to put Christmas cards on it. And so the way Jesus intended the Lord's Prayer was not just that we just prayed the words of the Lord's Prayer like this metal thing here, but that we use it to hang all of our prayers on, that we use it as a springboard for intimacy with God and a springboard for talking with Jesus about all the things. And he's given us an order, and it's a very helpful order, and what we're going to do for the rest of the sermon is just help you with that. So, there you go. Lord's Prayer, not meant to be by rote necessarily. It's meant to be a structure for our prayers. Pray then like this. Okay? Pray then like this. Use it to hang your prayers on. Use it as a structure for hanging your prayers. There we go. Isn't that pretty? Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Okay. Worked better in the shower than it did here. The thinking of it anyway. So here we have a structure for prayer, and each of the phrases for it give us a springboard for praying. Because if you pray the Lord's Prayer as it is, it lasts about 30 seconds. If you use each line as a heading to pray and get you into the presence of God, it could take you anything from 5 minutes to an hour or even more. That's what Jesus intended, that we use this prayer as a series of headings. So the first thing that we do is that we pray, Our Father in heaven. We're reminding ourselves of the intimacy that we can have with God. You know, John Stott, when he was alive, he said that if you want to know how much a person really understands Christianity, ask them how they see God as Father. Because if you don't know God as Father, if you don't know that you're adopted into his family, if you don't know that you've been chosen to be part of God's family and that you're a son of God, you're a daughter of God, you're a child of God, you know, if you don't know kind of the beautiful verses where the Spirit testifies with our spirit so that we can shout Abba Father, we can use that most intimate term for God, the Father, Abba, you know, that kind of term that a toddler in Aramaic, a little Jewish toddler, Israeli toddler could say Abba. And then, you know, somebody, David Blacklock's age, could also say Abba to their father if their father was still around. It was a term of intimacy that anyone could use at any age. We don't really have a word like that in English. I don't call my dad daddy anymore. Did when I was a kid, but I don't now call him dad or maybe father. But in the Bible, that term Abba just implies that we can have that intimate relationship with God the Father throughout our life. So this first phrase, Our Father in heaven, what I use with that is I kind of think about John 1:12. Those who believe in him, who receive in him, have been given the right to be children of God. I think about Romans 8, about how his spirit testifies to my spirit. I start to praise God. God, thank you that you are my father. Thank you that I'm a child of God. Thank you that you've rescued me. You know, start praying. Start praising. You know what happens when you start praising and thinking of God? Another weird sermon illustration happens, among other things. So here, let this represent us, okay? Let this, David, I'm looking for the fire alarm. We're all right, aren't we, mate? I think we'll be all right. Okay, so let this, and it works in practice, but we'll see. Let this represent our prayers. So there we are, there's me, and there's me praying. Excellent, I am praying, and that's gone up a bit too high. Hold on. Okay, it's great prayers. But if they get too hot, they get too hot. And let this be God and God's presence. Come on, sciencey thing, happen. Yes! So as we pray, God's presence is drawn into our hearts. If you're near here, you can see that the balloon has been drawn into the jar. And then what happens? Please, Lord, please, Lord, please. Get in. It's that God's presence is drawn into our lives. Okay, as we praise him, God's presence is drawn into our lives, and that I could do all sorts of weird things, but I'm not going to because I'm a bit scared. Right. Okay. So this first section of the prayer, Our Father in heaven, we are praising God. We're thanking him that he is our Father, that we can enjoy intimacy with him because he is our Heavenly Father. He is our Abba. Yeah? And he's in heaven. So think about that. You can call God Abba, but he is in heaven large and in charge over everything. He's sovereign. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm praying, thank you, God, that you're my Father. Thank you, God, that you have all things in your hand. Thank you, God, that you are sovereign, that you are great and awesome, and things like that. I carry on for a little while, thinking about God's goodness and his sovereignty. Amen? Enjoy God's presence. Draw him into your life. And look, his presence stays with you. Get in. Phew, I had a spare balloon there just in case it all went wrong. And I also had an alternative script for, you know, prayers were too powerful today and all that sort of thing. But we did well, we did well. Okay, the next bit is hallowed be your name. We don't often use the word hallowed in English. I mean, they have the Hallowed Hall of Fame, I guess, in America for that game when they play American Hand Egg. You know, they have that Hallowed Hall of Fame of all the good players. But we don't generally use the name. Hallowed be your name means may your name be famous. May God's name be famous. May it be famous in my heart and in the hearts of those around us. So in this section of the prayer, I'm thinking about all of the names that God has and thanking him for those names, praising him for those names, asking him because those names describe who he is and what he does, would be more and more in my life. Does that make sense? So if I'm desperate for healing, I'm thanking him that, God, you are the God who heals. I thank you, Lord, that you are the God who heals. Thank you that Exodus 3:6 says, I am the God who heals. Yes, I'm thinking about the names of God. Now, there is a cheat sheet that you should have been given on the way in. But kids, I need some help because I'm a bit forgetful and there are quite a lot of names of God. So if you want to earn yourself a Haribo, packet of Haribos, you need to get down here and tell the... Not with that, because that's not a microphone. But tell the congregation a name of God. Come on down. Kiddos, give me a name of God.
Jehovah.
Jehovah. Pretty good.
Messiah.
Messiah. Anointed one.
Adonai.
Adonai. Ooh. Did you just talk to your daddy? That's pretty cool. Well done. Okay, come on. I've got lots of sweeties here. Name of God?
Elohim.
Elohim, get in. Hebrew scholars, all of them. Come on. Come on down. Isaiah 9:6 might give you some clues. Kids. Any more kids with names of God? Come on, Nicholas, run over. Sorry? Well, we're going to get to the adults. Come on. Come on, Nicholas. Quickly, come on. The adults are desperate for their Haribos.
Okay. Is it okay if I say the meaning of God in Portuguese?
Yes.
Deus.
Deus. There we go. Did he get his Portuguese right? He did, didn't he? Excellent. Right, adults who need Haribos. Come on down. And big teenagers too. Come on. Don't be shy. These are Haribos. I've seen the TV adult with two grown policemen talking about Haribos. Give me a name of God.
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Come on. Come on a bit faster. Come on. Earn it. Come on down. I've got another 20 nearly packets of Haribos here. There's more than that. Joshua. Names. Joshua, the Lord saves. Very good. Yeah, we'll give you that. Joshua is the Hebrew for Jesus, so we'll give him that. Come on. What have we got?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. Do you know what it means? Almighty God. Almighty God, I think it is, but yeah. Okay.
Ebenezer.
Ebenezer. Yeah.
Adonai.
Adonai. I think we had Adonai, but we'll let you off. Come on, another one. Come on, Joy.
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent. Yeah, that's something of his nature. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, do you want to earn it, folks? I've got 11 more. Come on, 11 adults who need to... Come on, Christine. Come on, Darlington. Come on, I want some more scholars with their brilliant names of God.
Redeemer.
Yay! Come on. Come on, Darlington.
Shalom.
Shalom. Yes, here's my peace. Jehovah Shalom. Come on. Come on, the really big kids now.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful counselor. Come on. Oh, come on, David.
Saviour.
Saviour. Are you going to talk really high-pitched voice when you eat them, like they do on the advert? Yay! Yay! Come on.
Jehovah.
Jehovah. Very good. Yeah, the Lord.
Elohim.
Elohim. We're getting some repeats here. Saviour, that'll do, yeah. Oh, three more packets, I think.
El Shaddai,
yeah. I think we've had repeats here. Let's have an original one, come on. Okay.
Prince of Peace,
awesome. Come on, Kate. Yeah. Here we go, it's better not be a repeat.
God, the God of Israel, Hail Eloi Israel.
Come on. Ooh, get in. You were going to do one.
Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah, but there's a lady that needs... Yeah, I'm sorry. I love you. I'll give you chocolates at home.
Jehovah Rapha.
I am the God who heals. I'm sorry. No more left. But you can say it.
Son coming king.
Come on. Yeah, wonderful. So in this bit of prayer, I am... Hallowed be your name. I'm remembering and allowing the Holy Spirit to bring to mind some of the names of God. You know, if you need counsel, Lord, you are the wonderful counselor. If you need to know his mighty power, God, you are the mighty God. If you need to know peace in your life, Lord, you are the Prince of Peace. If you need healing, you're Jehovah Rapha. If you need the presence of God in your life, you're Jehovah Shammah. If you need, Provision, Jehovah Jireh. We're just thanking God for his names because his names represent his nature. It's not like God's forgetful, but we're reminding ourselves of who his nature is and what he can do for us. So we could spend some time there hallowing his name. There's names of Christ. There's the seven I ams. Lord, I thank you that you're the bread of life. You're the light of the world. You are the gate. You're the shepherd and so on. There are names of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you give wisdom and understanding. You know, you could spend some time hallowing, making his name famous, asking his name to be famous. I pray a lot. God, you are the God who heals, and we are not seeing it enough. So come on, do it, Lord. We want to see more healing in our lives. So that's the next stage of the prayer. Hallowed be your name. Then it comes to your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's when I begin to pray. And I start kind of with myself. God, would you let your kingdom come in my life more? Lord, would you come and you know, reveal yourself to me more and more? Would you lead my life more and more? Would you help me to serve you more and more? And I work out, I start to pray for my family. We pray a lot for our kids at the moment. Pray that the kingdom of God would be upon their lives. God's wonderful rule and reign would be on their lives. Then I move out and towards my life group and the church and the town. You're praying for God's kingdom to come and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you in your prayers. On your cheat sheet on the back there, I did an A to Z of ideas for this section. Prayer points that you can use during the week. So if you're praying for an hour this week, in that bit when you're saying your kingdom come, you can begin to pray. You know, you could pray for the conference coming up, the faith conference. You could pray for the church in Germany that we look after. You could pray for unique needs, for families with special needs and health challenges, and for the kids work with the initial additional needs children. There's lots of things there that you can pray for. So we're praying, God, would your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven? We want heaven on earth as much as possible. We want earth to change. And so we're interceding at that point. Then the next section of the prayer is give us our daily bread. This is where you can begin to ask the Lord. If there's things that you need in your life, that you can begin to ask him. See, we've started with praise. We've started with adoring God and glorifying God. We've interceded for others. And then we're beginning to focus back in. God, would you provide for me? Give me your daily bread. Give us our daily needs today, Lord. Help us with the things that we need. But you know, Jesus says man doesn't live by bread alone as well. So it's not just about physical stuff that you need. But you're asking, God, would you just feed me from your word as well? Would you feed me with the goodness of God? You could pray into that area for a bit. And then he gets to forgive us our sins as we forgive others. You know, I think sometimes as Christians, people can be so focused in how rotten they are that you start off with that. No, God wants us to start off with who he is and how wonderful he is. Yeah? Focus on that. And then, yeah, God, is there any offensive way in me? You know, Psalm 139, Lord, you know my heart. Is there anything in me that I need to repent of? I need to turn. Help me to be more like you, Jesus. Lord, I want to forgive so-and-so. I want to forgive that. And Lord, forgive me for the things that I've done. So at that point in the prayer, you can do that. And then, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know, this is where you're asking God, help me. Lord, help me to serve you. Help me to be like you. Help me to be holy. Help me to run away from temptation. The Bible tells us that no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will provide a way out so you can stand up under it. 2 Corinthians 10:13. Brilliant verse. God always provides a way out, a way of blocking, breaking the chain of thought that is leading you to sin. Well, you can be proactive in the morning and say, God, help me. Lord, help me to avoid sin. Help me to avoid temptation this morning. Protect me. Lord, put a hedge of protection around me and my family. You can pray into the armor of God at this point. And in our life group, we discovered that Christine and Ariel have a lovely way of doing the armor of God each morning, which they're going to demonstrate to you right now, if that's okay. We thought this was fun. We've even got this on video. Are you loud enough, or do you need a microphone? You're loud enough. I thought you would be.
So we do this every time we go out of the house, or Ariel leaves me in the home, and we just make sure our armour is intact, and we say, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, and the belt of truth, sandals fitted with the gospel of peace, and the shield of faith that extinguishes the enemy's fiery arrows, and the sword of the living word of God that is the truth. We are protected. Clink, clink.
They're just quoting scripture, and it'll be on video, and I think that's really cool, isn't it? Let's get the armor of God on before you go out into the world. So there is the belt of truth. Lord, may my life be filled with your truth. May it help me not to believe the stupidity and lies that are around us. You know, let me have that breastplate of righteousness. Thank you that you have made me righteous. Lord, it's all about you, Jesus, and I pray for that protection to keep me righteous. You know, it's about I can't even touch my toes, but you know, the feet with the gospel of peace. You know, I want to be ready. God, give me opportunities today to share your love with people, to share your heart with people. And the helmet of salvation, protect my mind. You know, so often many of us struggle with our minds. We end up with stupid, stinking thinking that drags us down, and we just need to break that and start thinking about God. Yeah, Lord, help me today to be thinking. You know, when the bad thoughts come, help me to reject them and think about the good things that God's got. And the sword of the Spirit, help me to have words, the Word of God, the Bible. Help me to remember Bible verses as I need them to serve you. Yeah. And then the bit that's not in the Bible, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. It's just the ending of the prayer in most of the prayer books. You can pray that, and you're back to praise again. And look what happens when we praise God. His presence stays with us for the day. What a great way to start your day. You know, if you're not praying that much at the minute, start using the Lord's Prayer as a structure. Start using it to hang your prayers on. It's how Jesus said to pray. You know, when they said, how do we pray? He said, pray like this. Use these seven or so lines to hang your prayers on. You can make it last 5 minutes. You can make it last an hour. And if you're doing the 24/7 hour of prayer and you've never done it before, why don't you use the Lord's Prayer and those A to Z to help you pray? And what you find is as you pray in the morning and as you, you know, we draw God's presence into our life, He stays with us. Changes the day. It's amazing. I am not a morning person, but I'm learning that I've got to be a morning person with the Lord. I remember Nicky Gumbel saying that he gets his Bible out in his prayer, prays first thing he does in the morning, even before a cup of coffee. After the cup of coffee is also cool. So there you go, there's an encouragement for us. If you haven't ever prayed for an hour before, the Lord's Prayer, you'll be able to stretch it to an hour. You'll allow that God will speak to you and bless you and help you in it. I find like during the Christmas holidays when we were busy with other things and lots of life wasn't very structured, I found it took me the whole day to do it. You know, I did a bit in the morning, Our Father in Heaven, and then a bit later when I was in the car thinking about God's names, and then I thought, oh yeah, I need to do the next bit. Come on, your kingdom come, as we're doing something else, and it's a bit of downtime, having a cup of coffee later on, and praying, God, give us a daily bread, help us with that. Yeah, it took a whole day to pray it, but that's fine. Or we can do it in one concentrated chunk. This is how Jesus intends us to pray. Pray like this. Focus on Father, draw him in and go through that. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there are some slots free. So if you haven't signed up to pray for an hour during the next week, I'd love you to do so. There's some morning slots. There's some late night slots. There's lots of middle of the day slots, because I guess lots of us are working. So if you can, sign up for an hour. You don't have to be a big adult to do it. You can be any age. That'd be great. And, you know, you've got there's some ideas here. And then during the week, we've got a one-hour prayer meeting every night at 7 o'clock. Some of them will be on Zoom, so on that cheat sheet you've got, there is the Zoom link. So easy, you don't have to get out. If you don't have to climb up the stairs into the office and freeze to death, you can do it from the comfort of your home. Pray with us for an hour each night. There is a couple of times when it will be in the offices. On the Friday night, definitely, we've got a prophetic ministry coming, so that's a great one. We're going to have lots of prophecy. Be a great night to be there. That will be a bit longer than an hour, I'm pretty sure. So Friday night, 7 o'clock, do come for prophetic ministry. And then the youth are taking over on Saturday night. Be great to really support our youth. Do you know we've got about 20 young people now? So it'd be really good to join with them and be praying with them and praying for the youth of the town on Saturday night. But we'd love you to join us. All the other ones will be an hour, most of them on Zoom. The link is there. Fairly easy to get on. My advice to you on the first night is to click the link about 10 minutes before the meeting, because what happens on my computer is it goes, Zoom, I want to update every time. So if I haven't used Zoom for ages, so the first night, go on 10 minutes early just in case it needs to update. But we'd love to see you. It's only an hour. And you don't have to be like, if you're just there, that's great. You know, we just want your presence to be with us in heart. It'd be great. If you want to pray loads, that's great. If you've never prayed out loud before, that's also fine. You know, just be there. It'd be great to be us. We want to start the year off praying our socks off and seeing what God will do. The Bible tells us that the prayers of many will give thanks to God because of what's been achieved by the prayers of many. So as we pray, God does amazing things. That's the way God planned it, that when we pray, he does lots of things. And if we don't pray, he doesn't do those things. So we need to pray. Amen? Right, let's pray. Father God, thank you that you are such a great God. We thank you that you are Father in heaven, that we can be intimate with you. We thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful prayer that we can put our prayers on. Teach us, Lord, this year how to pray. And I pray this week will be such a blessing to each and every one who comes along to prayer meetings, who prays for an hour or more. God, I pray that you would really bless us, that you would hear our prayers, and that you would transform many lives. I pray at the end of next year we will be celebrating lives that have been transformed because of the prayers at the start of this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.